This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As thousands of Palestinians fled the fighting and Israel's bombing, VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain says U.S. President Joe Biden was asked whether or not there was any chance of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. He replied, none.
He was also asked if he's getting frustrated with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not listening to U.S. requests.
Taking a little longer than I hoped.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 10,000 people have been killed in the territory since the Hamas attack on Israel that killed 1,400 people and triggered the war. On Capitol Hill Wednesday, anti-Israeli government protesters showed up to a hearing where most Democratic and Republican lawmakers expressed their strong support for Israel. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Crowds of people gathered in Copenhagen on Thursday to take part in a torch march marking the 85th anniversary of the Nazis' Kristallnacht pogrom of Jews.
I come here so we do not forget what happened 85 years ago. It was the start of Holocaust, the darkest chapter in the history for hundreds of years, and of course also in the light of what happened the 7th of October.
That was Danish Parliament Speaker Søren Gade among the hundreds who carried torches from the city's main synagogue to Parliament. It was November 1938, 1,000 synagogues damaged in Germany and Austria by Nazi mobs during what they call the Night of Broken Glass, 30,000 Jewish men and boys arrested, 91 killed.